USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden accused of inappropriate kissing and touching by two women, one of them former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, who's also a Democrat, saying she felt uncomfortable 5 years ago when he allegedly kissed the back of her head, smelled her hair, and put his hands on her shoulders. Biden, in a written statement, says he doesn't remember it this way. On Capitol Hill, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying the accusations against Biden don't disqualify him from running for president. Biden has yet to come forward to say he's even running in 2020. President Trump at the White House talking about the First Step Act, a bipartisan overhaul of the criminal justice system.
Nonviolent prisoners will have opportunities to participate in vocational training, education, and drug treatment programs. When they get out of prison, they will be ready to get a job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking to an audience of military leaders at the U.S. Army's War College in Pennsylvania. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Part of Mr. Pompeo's message delivered to an audience at the U.S. Army's War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was about the role the military plays that is intertwined with the role around the world with U.S. diplomacy.
We can keep men and women serving in uniform all across the world safe. We can cause them to have to work a little less hard and take a little less risk, with the flip side being that we can't be successful at that without you having an enormous level of preparedness, of readiness, and leadership.
I'm John Clemens.
And some movement in the market to the upside. Taking a look now at your money, your portfolio certainly looking better. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 329 points to close at 26,258. The Nasdaq up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Republican congressman crying foul over an extremely popular fast food restaurant, Chick-fil-A, being banned from an airport. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the details.
The San Antonio City Council approved the new concessions contract for the San Antonio International Airport. Under one condition, Chick-fil-A be excluded. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas responds to this move.
Chick-fil-A is a pillar of our community, but in Central Texas and around the country, and this is just rampant discrimination. They're discriminating against Chick-fil-A for their deeply held religious beliefs.
Roy was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
An apology from Fox News for something that shows up on the screen. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The graphic team at Fox & Friends Weekend made a significant boo-boo during the early minutes of Sunday's broadcast, the show later apologizing for it. It seems they put a chyron under the TV picture that said, "Trump cuts aid to three Mexican countries." That's what the banner read right after the show began at 6 a.m. Eastern. The actual news behind the graphic involved the Trump administration cutting aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, none of which are Mexico. Only one of them, Guatemala, even shares a border with Mexico. The graphic had stayed on the screen for about 30 seconds. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.